Today's daf is daf Samach Hey. We are going to start at the beginning of daf Samach Hey. So, we saw yesterday that when Hashem told Moshe, Ki Mesu Kol Anashim V'Makshim Es Nafshecha, which we said was Dasan V'Aviram, so that they didn't really die, that they became poor. So, that was the Pesach to Matir Hishvua that he made a Shvua to Yisro that he wouldn't leave Midian and go back to Mitzrayim. So now we're going to learn something else from the Shvua that Moshe apparently took to Yisro they wouldn't leave. So Tanya, we're learning a Braisa. I'm just going to read the Braisa and then different ways figure out what it means. Hamuder Hanah Mechavero. Someone takes a neder that he's not going to get Hanah from his friend. Reuven takes a neder that he's not going to get Hanah from Shimon. Ein matirin lo, we don't matir him, Reuven, ela bifanav, unless he is in front of his friend. In other words, in order to be matir the neder, Shimon has to be there. But what's going on? Why? Okay, let's just finish up a little bit longer. So we know Hanimili, how do we know this? That you have to do the Hatara in front of the person who you're not allowed to get benefit from. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says Diksiv, because it says, by Moshe, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ben Midjan. Hashem says to Moshe in Midjan. Why in Midjan? Well, that's where he was. Lech shuv Mitzrayim ki mesu anashim v'akshim v'ashecha. Go back to Mitzrayim, because the people who want to kill you are no longer around. So the Gemara is basically harping on the point, is that what was the reason why, when Hashem said to Moshe, he said, bim Midjan. We know he's in Midjan. Why is it said to say that he said it to him in Midjan? So Amr lo, so Hashem says to Moshe, bim Midjan nedarta, you took the neder, or shua, in Midjan, meaning in front of Yisro, your father-in-law. Therefore now that you're going back and you have to matir your neder, lech vater nidrocha bim Midjan. Go and be matir your neder in Midjan. And so how do we know that he took the neder not to go back to Mitzrayim? Because the pasuk says, Vayoel Moshe. You can play on the word Vayoel Moshe. The pasuk is Vayoel Moshe Shevus in my ish. Vayitena Sipro Viso in Moshe. So what's Vayoel Moshe? So Vayoel, this thing is in the lashon of Allah. Yoel, Aleph Lamed, same lashon as Allah. The Ain Allah El Shvua, and Allah means Shvua. How do we know that? Because that is written by the Nevuah of Yecheskel on Nebuchadnezzar. It says Vayikach. Right, Nebuchadnezzar took Tzidkiyahu, right, he says, Vayavei Osoba Allah, and he brought about him on the word terms of the Allah, which is which over there, the Perush means a Shvua. And also, how do we know that? Because it's written in Divrei Yamim, Vegambe Melcha Nebuchadnezzar Marad, Tzidkiyasu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, Asher Hishbio Ve Elohim. That was Nebuchadnezzar forced Tzidkiyahu to take a shvua in the name of Hashem. So therefore, you see that the Allah is shvua. Vayoel is by Moshe, so he took a shvua, and he took the shvua that had to be matir in front in Midjan because he took the shvua or the neder in Midjan, meaning in front of Yisro. Okay, so what's going on here? Hamuda chavero, hamuda arname chavero, emar tirlo elav efanav. So do it this way. Look at the rush, and then maybe Tosfos, then get into the Ran, then we can understand it. So if you look at the first rush, right? Hamudar Name Chavero. So Peirush Rav Elazar Mimitz. He brings down Rav Elazar Mimitz. What does it mean? Hamudar Name Chavero. What's the case? So he says Shenadar Lidas Chavero. He took a neder with the permission, so to speak, of his friends. So Ein Matir Lo Ela Bifanav. If you can't be matir him unless Bifanav, Peirush Midaito. And he asked the guy, the Shimon, right, has to know that Reuven is being matir in there. You go, the same way that you have to, so it's befront of him. Meaning it has to, befront of means that he knows about it. But if you go further down, I'm not sure how your rush lays out, but if you go one, two, you have the rush is like one long column, then longer lines. Okay. So if you go down from there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more lines, it says, Velishna de Hamudarana. You got that? It says, Velishna, yeah? Velishna de Hamudar Hana Lo Mashkepe Rusho. He doesn't like the Lashon doesn't fit with Rav Elazar Mimitz, right? Lo Mashkepe Rusho. Ella, so Hunur Amar Mechavero doesn't mean Das Chavero. It actually means that he made the neder to not get Hana from his friend. So Ella Mashma Shenadar Hana Mimenu Bifanav. That he took the neder. I took the neder, I'm not getting Hana from you. In your presence, I took that neder while you were there. v'tzarech sheyatiru lo lechatchila b'fanav. And therefore, if we're going to be matir neder, however we do the Torah nedarim, it has to be in front of you as well. Why? U'mefarish time of Yerushalmi. He quotes to Yerushalmi to explain the reason why. Number one is v'pnei hachshad, because of suspect, u'mepnei abusha, because of the embarrassment. Now the Rosh seems to explain the chshad aspect, but not the embarrassment. He says, "The kevan de chaveru yodeya shanada hametno." I took a neder in front of you that I'm not going to get benefit from you. So you know that I have a neder on me that I'm not getting benefit from you. And then 3 days later, you see me getting benefit from you.
Like what, he broke his vow.
Like he looks like he broke his vow. It looks like chshad. So I have to be mad to the neder in front of you, so you know. I don't know why. So kevan chaveru yodeya shanada hametno im lo yada kimo kein bahatara. If he doesn't know also about the hatara. Seems over here also that he says below Yodos. Maybe it doesn't have to necessarily be in front of him. It has to be in a certain way that his friend knows about it. But it has to be. There has to be knowledge.
It's on the phone.
Right. Basically, it has to be a knowledge. Right. That's what I'm saying. And then he explains. V'gam tzarich sheyit vayesh b'fanav b'hatara. He also has to be embarrassed in front of him when he does hataras nadarim.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Ukishuhu b'fanav. And when you are in front, let's say I took the neder to be not get hanav from simcha. So when I'm matir in front of you, bal karkov ein tzarich daito. You just have to be there. You have no say in the matter. I can be matir the neder against your will. You can say, no, I don't want you to get hanav from me anymore. You have to another keep the neder. You don't have any say in me being matir the neder. You just have to be an innocent bystander. But you have to be a bystander. You just can't have any say in it. So he explains the chshad fine pretty well. Does explain the busha.
What's the chshad mean?
Again, the chshad is that since I took the neder in front of you, so you know that I'm not allowed to get benefit from you, and if you don't know that I was then matir neder, and you see me getting benefit from you, you're going to think that you violated the neder. So that's the chshad.
Do you also feel it's kind of the best, or is that necessary?
You don't have to do a taras nedarim front. Whatever the rules are, if you do it in front, you have to do. But here, you're adding to that rule that it has to be in front of the person who took the neder to not get benefit from. Okay. Look at
it.
What? Why do you have to be embarrassed?
Huh?
What do you have to be embarrassed for?
Because I made a letter that I'm not going to have a note from you.
So I have to be embarrassed about it? Why?
Imagine suddenly you're going to be embarrassed. And then you want to take it back?
Yeah, but you're supposed to take it back.
I'm saying
so. So why do you have to be embarrassed? What? Why? What do you do that makes it embarrassing?
Okay. No, but
okay, let's go fight. So let's look at the Tosos. So Tosos says, we'll do Tosos and then we'll do the Ran. He says, look at the Tosos, let's go straight through. He says, Tznan Hamudah, Netanya, Hamudah Hanom Echaveiru, Shenadah Rifanav Shelo Yehenem Yimenu. He took, so Tosos says right away, like the Rush, he took a neder, I took a neder in front of Simcha, that I will not get benefit from Simcha. So Ein Matirim Ela Bifanav. The only time it can be Matir Neder is when you're in front of him. L'chora mashma, right, to l'fanav, hainu deboy midato. This is like sort of what we said before, is the religion admits, that maybe l'fanav means it has to be with his knowledge, right? V'kasha, t'hachol lo shayach. You know, no shayach to be with his knowledge. Sharei nadr me'atzmo sheyolo l'olena mechavero, v'aim shum svara sheyisarech daito l'hatanidjo. There's no reason why I should require his assent in order to be matir my neder. Why should I require his agreeing to me to matir neder? I took the neder. L'kach nira d'mefanav enu el b'pnei hachshad. That's what he's saying. That was the payers of Elazar Mimitz. It has to be midato, and we rejected it. Well, that's what the payers of Rav Elazar Mimitz. What the payers of Rav Elazar Mimitz was midato. That was the second payers. We rejected Rav Elazar Mimitz. Right. So now we're saying it again. I'm schwitzing. I don't know why. If anyone, I.
You're working up a sweat.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Lekach nira debifanav eino el mipnei hachshad. So bifanav means because of the chshad. Vafilu bal korcho kevin shiyeh bifanav. Right, you just have to be in front of him because you have to worry about the chshad. If you go further down towards the end, he adds another thing in here. He says, "B'dalokim peirush shabein otam begitin shemefarish b'davar she'asur lo tova al yedei haneder." Shabein otam now adds another possibility. Possibility was is I took the neder that I took somehow benefited Simcha, whatever, however it did. Somehow it benefited Simcha. The hachav muda hana ari. Here we're talking about being muda hana. The lo ka'amar hamadir chavero. But he adds in that little nuance now about we have another possibility way of learning this is that the neder was taken and the neder somehow benefited the muda. Somehow benefited simcha in that case. But let's keep that in mind. Now we'll do the ran. Okay, Tanya, hamuda hana mechavero ematir lo ela b'fanav. So ikaman da amar. There are those who say the daka kishah neder litzorei chavero. There were those say, who's this is Rabbeinu Tam, that the only time I need to be in front of him is if I took the neder, if I took a neder to benefit you. That was the neder. What's that? That's based on what we just were reading out by Moshe. The benefit was for Yisrael, he's going to stay there. Can neder shenader Moshe li Yisrael, leishiv imo lahanaso, to sit there for Yisrael's hana. And we'll see later on, ukishvua tzidkiyo l'nevuchanetzer, the shvua that tzidkiyo takes to Nebuchadnezzar, which was not to reveal a certain secret. So the Maisi B'Samuk, Shahaisa Luto LSO, Kidei Shalo Yivazehu. We'll see soon that Tzidkiyo took a neder not to reveal a certain secret of Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed about it. Aval neder shenoder shalo l'tzorech haveiro, matir lo shalo b'fana. But a neder that I would take, I just say I took a neder that just not to get another from you, but it doesn't benefit you, then I wouldn't have to get it, do it in front, I wouldn't have to be matir in front of you. So this seems to be going on for Rabbeinu Tam. Right, that it's tough with the language, because the language is hamudar hana me chavero. Now I take a neder to benefit my chavero. Okay, umestabrod he says the high milsa talya b'madapalig b'yushalmi b'taima the ematim lo el b'fanav. So now he's going to say, Iran's going to say that the way you learn the Yerushalmi impacts the way you learn what the case is over here, and now we'll get to the busha aspect and the chad aspect. He says. The ikaman the amar has the time of the milsa of the avusha. Some people say well, the reason why I have to mat the neder in front of simcha is because of the avusha. Klomar sheit bayish mechaveiro sheha neder hay lohanaso va'achshav rotsi yesh yartirlo. Now I understand the avusha aspect. If I say that the neder was something that benefited simcha, so then if I'm going to go be mat your neder, it has to be in front of you because now I'm taking away your benefit. So there's a avusha aspect in there. I did something for you, and now I'm saying no. So there's a little bit of embarrassment. The high time of lo shayach elakish a neder hayil hanaso. That's only shayach if the neder is for simcha's benefit. Halav hachi mashma the matir also afilish lo b'fanav. If not for this benefit aspect, then I can be matir the neder not in front of you. What do you have to be there for? Miu ikad yom time haisip neyachshad. But there's some over there in Yerushalayim where you give the reason why you have to matir the neder in front of him is because of the chshad. Klomar shechaveru shul mudri menu lo yeda behetero ukrishenedim menu yishadenu shul overload al nidro. Because you know, at point A, you know I'm not allowed to get benefit from you. Then you see me getting benefit. You think that I was over the neder. Therefore, I have to mount the neder in front of you. Well, the high timer, according to the shot aspect, I feel another who shalola nas chavero a matiros lo ela b'fanav the ikach shada. So that's even if it's not for your benefit. It's a stam. If I take a neder, I'll get benefit from you. It's going to be suspect if I start getting benefit from you without you knowing about it. Therefore, I have to do hataras. Nadarm in front of you. He says, now, the su ika ben hani tre lishne, there is another mafkamir between the two lishonos and the Rishalmi. The laman dam rebnei achshad, the one says pilshad, this is what you said, Yoni, kol sheho diyu matir lo afilu shlo b'fanav, the su lech chshada. Chshad is just to hechit himso to get him, sorry, to be matir neder in front of him is only hechit himso to get him to know. But if he knows some other way, he gets the receipt from Beis Din, someone else tells him, then he's fine. But laman dam rebnei abusha, we're dealing with the busha case, where it's that I took the neder in order not to get hanar from you. That has to be specifically in front of you, because if it's not in front of you, then there won't be busha. So what the Ran does is the Ran takes the two explanations of the Yerushalmi and he plugs that in into the two possible and two of the possible explanations of how to read this Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam and the other story. I apologize. I know you're cold. I'm just really hot.
Okay.
Well, we'll knock out Rav Elazar Mimitz, but yeah.
Okay,
so two ways.
So these are two opposite things.
Yeah, they're nothing. They're completely different. According to Ron, right. Right. Okay, but I don't understand Ron until I saw the other Perushim in the Rishonim.
So, unless you have a solid, let's say there's a solid reason otherwise, but let's say a Rav Meir problem, okay, that it's going to definitely affect it. What's the difference?
Because we're supposed to be lucky. We're supposed to be lucky. We're not supposed to.
I understand.
Embarrassing questions. We always think. What do you mean? So what? I didn't do it. So what? So he knows about it. So he doesn't suspect me. I want to be nucky. I want to be clean. I want anyone to think that I'm violating my nether. So the Chazal said, do it in front of him so no one thinks you're violating the nether. Okay, gotta just move. Okay. So now let's go back to the Nebuchadnezzar case. So what's the new Nebuchadnezzar case? We just said that it quoted a pasuk that Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. So my Meiru today, what's the rebellion? Ashkechei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar. It's weird. Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar ka'achil arnavachai. He was eating a live rabbit. Okay, I don't know what the big deal is. Nebuchadnezzar did worse things than that. But he was eating a live rabbit, and Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed. So he shbiu swear to me, because I swear to him that you'll never reveal this, and you won't never say tell anybody about this. Not sure what the issue is. So ishtaba, he swore. In the end, it pains Sitkiyahu that he wanted to tell the secret. The Mefarish Rashi says, he really wanted to tell people so people would be mevazin. It was pained him so much he had to get tell over this piece of gossip. So itchel ashuase. So he was mati the shua. He went to the chachamim and he was mati the shua. So he was nishal for shua. Va'amar, and I guess Kyo seems to be telling what happened, that Shema Nebuchadnezzar to come advising late. Nebuchadnezzar then heard that people are embarrassing him or saying things that he ate the live rabbit. Well, only one person knows that I ate the live rabbit, and he took a Shua not to reveal it. So it must be that he broke his Shua, right? So Shalach Va'aisei Sit Sanhedrin Tzio. So Nebuchadnezzar calls out the Sanhedrin Tzio, Amr Loho, and he says to the Sanhedrin, Chazesun my Ka'ovit. Tzidkiyahu, do you see what Tzidkiyahu did to me? Lav haki shtaba b'shma d'shma lo megalinei. He swore in the name of heaven that he wouldn't, shame b'shua, he swore in the name of heaven that he wouldn't reveal this. So Amalei, so Tzidkiyahu says back to Nebuchadnezzar, ishtalei ashua sa. I was mashil on the shua, and they were matur me, therefore I can reveal it. So to the brackets, so Amalohun, Matshil na shvuasa. Can you ask on a shvuah? Can you be matur shvuah? So Amalei in the Sanhedrin responded, yes. So Amalehu, Nebuchadnezzar's bit of a lamdin. So Amalehu bifanov ofin yishvuah bifanov. Wait, you can he take a shvuah in my presence about about me. Can you be matur the next shvuah in front of, even not in front of me? So they answered him, Amalei bifanov. No, we have to do it in front of you. So Amalehu and Vatun Ma'abidison. Well, then what do you guys do? How, what did you guys do? You were matir the shvua, not in front of me. You did the wrong. So my taima lo amrisu l'tzidkiyahu. Why did you not say this to Tzidkiyahu? The halach is he can't be matir the shvua unless he's in my presence. So miyad immediately. I'm not sure whether this means that Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to do this or that they did it on their own. But miyad the pasuk says in Eicha, right? Yeshu la'aretz yidmu ziknei batzion, that the ziknei batzion sat on the ground and they were quiet and they cried. And Amar Yitzchak sheshamtu karim mitachteim, they pulled out the pillows that they sat on them. They were punished. Nebuchadnezzar punished them. Now they're sitting uncomfortably on the floor. Took away their chairs.
It sounds like Nebuchadnezzar forced them to take the shua, not to tell anybody.
He did. But he took the shua anyway.
So
Nebuchadnezzar's answer is okay. So.
That's not a typical nether where the guy forces you.
It's a shvua. First of all, this is not a net. This is a shvua because there's no object here.
But I'm saying, he's like forcing them not to tell. That's not. I don't think that's.
So it's a shvua bal karcho. It's not like so. It's still a shvua. So the question, do I have any? The story is to me is I don't know if it's, I saw that the story doesn't exist in Tanakh, so I don't know where what this is. But so the question then is though, we'll
wrap it out of a hat.
So the it's v'hachi. So the Gemara says, the Ran then says, the question is whether what is the story coming to prove? Is it coming story to prove that even that the hashalas of the shvua was no good? Even b'di'evet, or b'di'evet was okay. It's only din l'chachli that you have to do it for fun of. Right, so the Ran brings down some machlokas. He says, look at the Ran, where should we go? Look at the last short line. V'yafilu b'di'evet enu mutter. Even if b'di'evet it's not mutter. Hechi havishar litzikiyo ligu milsa mashmud avichari. How would they have allowed him to reveal? If even b'di'evet, you have to be in front of the other person, then how did the Sanhedrin allow him afterwards to go reveal the secret? It wasn't a good hashalah. So obviously it was a good hashalah, just b'di'evet, it was good. Right? V'chi tomar arkati kasha nihi b'di'evet shari l'chil miu aser. Okay, but how do they go about doing it? Really, with Tatchila, they're not allowed to do that. Sanhedrin's allowed to do this in the work through the Yevon. This is not. But Hechi Sharlu Sanhedrin Sikyo. But the wrong, I think the wrong is a stretch here. It goes, Ikla Meimar, Til Dvar Mitzvah Matirin. It was a Dvar Mitzvah. Well, what's a Dvar Mitzvah? Vit Sikyo Hayimitzir Biyoser. He was so pained by not being able to reveal the secret. Kishelo Hayyochel Liglalos, Umivatel Aide Kach Mimlach Shemayin. He could do his job anymore.
He couldn't
do his job. I'm being the king. And the mitzvah that the king, the command commands you to be matir the shvuah is also a mitzvah. The chen teretzu b'tosos. When we call makom mashma, the yevin mutter. But the yevin would be mutter even if it's not the fun of the ilo. Because if not, mahani litzikio almighty shorle. So then, what would have been? How would he be allowed to reveal the secret? Okay. So, but b'achirim amrim. But others say no. She'ein elu rayas. It's not a raya. Right, they did the wrong thing. Even the evidence, it's not mutter. The shvuah was not mutter. The pasuk yells at Tzidkiyo. Says that he rebelled, causing that he rebelled against his Ruchan Netzer. And the pasuk tells about his punishment. So the pasuk talks about that he did something wrong. And look what happened to him in the Sanhedrin. He gets taken away, he rebels, the Nebuchadnezzar is not too happy with them, and he punishes them. So I don't know which way is a better raya, which way is not. It could have been the evidence that works, and the Nebuchadnezzar is still upset about him, because he went through the letter of the law, you still violated my privacy. So I'm not sure which way is a better raya or not, but there's a machlokus in the Ran as to whether or not this story proves that even b'di'evet, you have to be matched to the shvuah b'fanav, or b'di'evet, it's okay, but it's only done l'chachnila. I don't know. Okay. Wow. Okay.
But for bar mitzvah, even l'chachnila something?
What?
With bar mitzvah, l'chachnila something?
No, that was only b'di'evet. Oh, you're saying that you're somewhere there, saying it's a raya, that maybe bar mitzvah, I don't know. All right, Rabbi Meir Omer. Also, I don't know what this says here. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Yesh dvarim shehin kinolad ve'einan kinolad." There are some things that are like nolad, right? According to there was a machlokes we saw the mirrors before. If you can be matir neder be nolad, Rabbi Meir said yes. Chacham said no. You can't use be posting behen, right? So these things are like nolad but not lolad. Ve'ein, our girsa is ve'ein chachamim modim lo. The chachamim do not agree to him, right? There are other girsas that say the chachamim modim lo. That's another gear. Okay, but we'll see. Our gear is the Echami Modim Lo. So Kate said, what's the case? Amar, he says, Konam Shani Nose Es Plonis. I'm taking a neder, or Konam, it has to make a neder. Konam, my body, that I will not marry this woman. Kosha Aviha Ra, because her father is an evil guy. So Amru Lo, they said to the Noder that this prospective father-in-law either mace, either died, Osos Shuvah, or he's a big Baal Shuvah now, he's a big tzaddik now. Right, or the guy says, Konem Labai Zeshani Nichmas, I make a net, I'm not gonna walk into this house. Why? Shahakelev Rab Besocho, because there's a bad dog, they call dogs a bad, but there's a bad dog Besocho, right? Oshin Nachash Besocho, there's a snake in there. And Amrullah said to him, don't worry, Mesa Kelev, the dog died, Oshin Neharag and Nachash, or the snake was killed. I'm not sure why he changed from Mesa to Neharag, but Mesa Kelev, Oshin Neharag and Nachash, Harehen Kinolad Ve'enon Kinolad. These look like Nolad, but they're not really Nolad, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you can be Matir, you can Pesach, use a Pesach with them. And our Girsa is here again, Ve'en Chachamim Modim Lo. The Chachamim do not agree to him. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. If you say, Konam Sha'ani, right? Right? Like the Konam was, I'm not going to marry this woman because her father's evil, and they told him that the father died. So we say these are, the Mishnah says these are like Nolad, but not like Nolad. But Mace, we say mace, we said before, mace is noladu. Mace is definitely a case of nolad. We don't suspect people of dying just on the spot. We say that, we saw that yesterday, two days ago, that mace is considered nolad. So how are you telling me a case of mace is nolad, ain't nolad? Mace is nolad. It's a real case. So Amar Rav Huna, so we have two answers. Rav Huna says, now, the reason, over here is, nase ketola nidro bedavar. Rav Huna says, that he didn't stop make the neder from the woman. He didn't say, konam this woman to me. He said, konam this woman because the father is evil. So basically, he was like, nasek etol nijol et bedavar. It's like, as if his neder is al tnai. This woman is usher to me on the tnai that the father is evil. And they told him, either the father's dead, so he's not evil, or the father's a bal tshuva, so he's not evil. Therefore, he can marry her. It's as if he made a tnai. So it looks like nolad, but it's not really nolad. It's a tnai.
Does it need to get from a
So it's the Mishorim. Good point. The Mishorim seem to indicate that maybe if it's a tnai, it's hutter meyela. It's hutter meyela by itself. That's what we should say. Again, I don't have time, but the Ran learns one way, Rosh learns another way. You have to go through all the Rishonim to figure out. But the simple way, according to the Ran, right, Ran says, look at the Ran. The Ran says, Gemara, exactly what you said, Yossi, Nasi Ketol Nidra Badavar, Kid the Precious, Mishum Haki Shari, Afilu Belo Sheilas Chacham, even without Sheilas Chacham. Right, but the Chachamim say that, I don't know what the Chachamim argument over here. Rav Yochanan says, no, it's Kvar Meis, Kvar Asr Chuvak Armile. It's a Nether Betos. The guy was, when he took the neder, the father was already dead, or he was already bal tshuva. He just had bad facts in front of him. And therefore, right, Rav Yochan Amar, Kfar Meis, Kfar Tshuva Karminon, Ron says the last line, Kolom Shemis, Kodim Nidro, Vahavle Neder Tos. It was a mistake. So that's why it's mutter. So why aren't the Chacham Bimoda? And also, the Ron asked him himself, Vitzarachim, Rav Yochan, Hechikatani Yish Tavarim Shehem Kinolad, the cave into Garmes and low dumb the Nol Klal. You said this is similar to Nolad and not similar to Nolad. The first case where it's a Tanai and then it looks like Nolad. How does this look like Nolad here? The guy was dead. It's the opposite of Nolad. It was dead. He wasn't even there to begin with. So that the Ron asked that question himself. What? But it's not Nolad. It's just a mistaken facts. Nolad looks.
Had I known.
Right, but Nolad means had I known a fact that didn't. Had I known that something would change. Nothing changed. The guy was dead from the first moment. Okay, but so that's the right answer to himself, and that's why other people give other explanations. Let's just go with the Ron for now. If we have time, we'll go back to others. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask a question, and the question is basically going to be on Rabbi Yochanan's answer. So Masiv Rabbi Abba, right? So Rabbi Yochanan explained our Mishnah that the father of the bride is either already dead or already a bal tshuva at the time of the neder, and therefore the neder was neder betos. Okay, so Masiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asked a question from tomorrow's Mishnah. The guy says, "Konam she'eni nosel liplonis, because I'm konam that I'm not going to marry this woman. Number one, either because keura, or she's ugly. I don't know. I think beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So I'm actually, it's a little subjective over there. So I'm not sure how that works. Maybe we'll see tomorrow. Vaharehi na, and she's objectively beautiful. I guess. I don't know. The next ones are more. What?
Beautiful.
No, he says, "Konam, I'm not going to marry her because she's ugly, but in fact she's beautiful." Well, who says?
Or if she gets a nose job.
Right. Or who says? Well, that's not going to be. That's Noah. Right. So Shechora, I'm not going to marry her because I have information that she's dark. Vaharehi lavana, but she's light. Or I'm not going to marry her because Kitsara, because she's short. Vaharehi aruka, but she's really tall. So Mutterba, he's Mutter.
To marry her.
He takes the neder, the neder is not chal. The Mishnah explains, Lo mipnei shekuura v'nasis na. It's not because she, like you said, it's not because she was ugly and became pretty. Shechor v'nasis levana, or she was dark and she became light. Or Kitsara, she was short and somehow she grew and became tall. Right? It's not for that reasons. Elo shehaneder tos. It was a neder tos. He made a mistake. He had bad information. So now, let's read the question outside. It's easy. Well, that's why I asked beforehand. Well, the last two are objective. Dark and white. She's either a kushis or she's not a kushis. She's either short or she's either 3'9" or she's 6'2". That's objective. You know, you can figure it out.
But better she had a 10 and afterwards she was.
But that's no. I don't think that's the case. But the one about her being ugly or being pretty. Well, I mean, that's taste.
You need an eye of the holder. Isn't it true that something woman would be beautiful and something woman would be ugly?
You always say kal nava kasuda. I mean, you always say all these things about it. You know, someone's going to find beauty in her. You walk around the street. You walk around the street and you see people who you think are ugly, but they're married. How is that possible? They're ugly. The husband doesn't think they're
internal
ugly.
Internal beauty.
Because the husband's also ugly.
The husband's drop dead gorgeous, and the woman's or vice versa. I don't want to be sexist. They see beauty in each other. I'm not trying to be such a soft heart, but it's like taste. It's subjective.
It's like opposites attract.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay. I'm not sure what that's doing over here. Okay. So Bishlam al Rav Huna. So it all, Rav Huna now makes, we have two Mishnayos now. Rav Huna said the first Mishnah was Tanai, the second Mishnah is Tos. So I have two separate cases. According to Rav Yochanan, he said our Mishnah that we read before is a case of Tos, and this Mishnah is another case of Tos. Why do you need both Mishnayos? That's the question of Rav Yochanan. Let's read it inside. So Bishlam al Rav Huna, the Amar Nasik Atol Nidro B'davar, he explains our Mishnah as being a Tanai. It's Tola Nidro B'davar. So Tana Tola Nidro B'davar, one Mishnah talks about a Tanai, Vitana Neder Tos, and one Mishnah talks about a Neder Tos. So the two different rules being stated in two different Mishnayos. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kfar Meis Kfar Rosh Tshuva. Again, it's a mistake in the facts, so it's a Neder B'tos. I have one case of Neder B'tos. Lam Le Mishnah Trezim Ne Neder Tos. In typical Nidara fashion, Kasha, we leave it as a question on Rav Yochanan. We don't answer. Okay. Next Mishnah. Va'od, what's Va'od? Va'od means another Kula. Right, Rash, right? Va'od means, Va'od Amar Rav Meir, Poschen min HaKosuv Sheba Torah. We can, as a Pesach, the Chachma, the Beis Din, can get an opening for him to Matri the Neder from a Pasuk in the Torah. Va'omrin Lo. And they can say to him, an important Ron, we have to make sure we read. But Omer Lo, Ilo Hayisa Yodea Shata Over Al. Had you known when you took the Neder that by keeping the Neder you would have violated an Isser, Al Lotikom, not taking the about Nakama, Lotitor, right, about Al Lotisna Chicha Bubavecha, or the Hakal Recha Kamocha, or the Chaya Chicha Imach, right, Shema Ye'ani, maybe this guy's not going to get benefit from you, and you have to support him, and maybe we come poor, and then you violate the Chaya Chicha Imach. Right, the Eina Tayochel of Farnasim. So now you can no longer be Mefarnasim. Amar, and he says, Ilu Ayisi Odeya Shukain. Had I known that to be the case, that I would violate these Yisurim. Then Lo Ayisi No There, I would have taken the Ned there. Harizim Mutter. So that's a good Pesach and a good Mutter. So the Ron says, didn't we with Gemara on Daf Chav Beis with certain things where we can't say to him because they're so fearful. They're so fearful that he would say, oh, no, for sure, I would have taken the Ned there. And he would be embarrassed not to say that I would have taken the Ned there. So the Ron says, the Apa Gav Da Askinam in Perak Abra Nadorim, the Lo Paschinam, Beyesh Buta Kidimat Karos Cherev, about having a sword about on you, Ukhdishmuel, right, the Amr Kol HaNot, like, don't you, why don't we say to him, had you known the fact that Rav Nosson says that Kol HaNot, whoever takes a Nedra, as if they built a Bama, right, he says, Ukh, the Amr Kol HaNot, the Aftusha Mekayim, and Nikur Rasha, Ukh, Rabbi Nosson, the Amr Kol HaNot, the Gilu Bana Bama, we can't use that, so how can we say to him, how, had you known you would violate and listen to the Torah? Why can we say, why is that good? Why were there is a no good to use as a Pesach? And this is good to use as a Pesach. So the Ron says, the Hasam Shiny, the Havu Eyumim Gedolim, those are really big things. Violate big klalim, big general rules, right? The E Afilu Aldas Hanhu Nadar Yidbayish Lomarkane. He would have been embarrassed to say that, oh yeah, yeah, I'm still taking the Nether, I'm building a Bama. He would have been embarrassed. Nimsosh Ein Nidarim Nitarim Yafet. So you see that his Nidarim would be a good Hataras Nidarim. Avalhani the money tanahacha lo chamil inish kulihai. The Ron assumes that these things are not as common. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's what the Ron asks exactly. That's the worst. What's the difference? So the Ron says the difference is a general rule. People violate specific things. Don't take the kama. People take the kama all the time. I mean, don't support the yoni. Plenty of times the yoni comes through the door and you know, and people don't give him, or they don't give him enough. So maybe it's not as big a deal to somebody as opposed to oh, you're building a bummer. Okay, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting Ron to point out. The question is better. Okay. So the Gemara says, right, one of the things that the Mishnah mentioned that you can use as a Pesach is from the mitzvah of a chaya chichi imach. Because there's a chash that I said I'm not gonna give you benefit, you're not gonna benefit from me. And there's a chash that maybe you become poor. And you become poor, and now I'm not going to be able to give you anything because you can't benefit from me. So I violated the neder, and therefore, had I known that now would violate b'chayach yichalach, then I wouldn't have taken the neder. So it's a pesach. So amalei rafuna bar rav katina l'raba nema. So I took the neder that you're not going to get benefit from me. No, this changed the girsa. Girsa has changed, right? Amalei rafuna bar rabbanon. If you look at the bach, I think it's the bach. Changed it to Rabbah. Yeah. So Amalei Rav Huna bar Katina le Rabba, Nema. So let the guy who took the neder, right, took the neder say, call the money lav alai nafel. I'm not required to support every ani. He doesn't have to come. I'm not the only one who's support. He's going to go to somebody else. Let him go to the kupa. What does he have to come to me for? Why is it on me? Right? Call the money lav alai nafel. Umay demati li leparaso bahade kuliyam lefarasile. What chiv do I have to? Why do I have to give him everything? I have to give him a portion, and somebody else can give him another portion. It's not only on me, and therefore I'm not violating rechayim achichaimach, and therefore it's not a good hataras nadarim. So the Gemara says, so Amar Leh, they say to him, Ani Omer, Kol HaNofel, Eino Nofel, De Gabay Tchila. Now you can't say, the Ron says, you can't say, tell him go to the Gabay first. Because what happens is that a guy who loses all his, who loses everything, until you get help from Achiezer, until you get into the system, so there's a time lag where you need money on the spot. And that's when you have to start raising money for him from the individuals. That's what it is on you at that time. Okay. Well, he'll come to you. He'll end up coming to you. I have to read the Ron inside. The Ron said.
So you should give him everything or not?
No, therefore, you would, if you would violate the Chayach Kichimach if I don't give him.
But it sounds if you give a portion, it's not enough. So you should give him more than a portion.
Mm-hmm.
So you should really give him everything he needs.
When he comes to you at that moment in time, you're supposed to help him as best you can. And if you don't, you're violating the Chayach Kichimach, and therefore it would be a good Hataras Nadar. Okay. Next. Poschin.
Just one problem.
Just one problem.
But if you help them, then nobody else can do Mishnah in the midst and help them out. So I don't get that.
There'll be others.
There's always other people who are going to be. There always needs to help. And therefore what? But when we're not worried about other people supporting him, we're about you violating your neder. That's
what I'm saying. But the mitzvah of helping them out would not be able to call anybody else.
But he didn't go to anybody else at that time.
He's going to you.
He's going to you. All right. Postim la'adam. We can use as a Pesach to a person the ksubas isha, the payment of the ksuba. Had you known you would have had to pay all the ksuba, I guess. You had to pay the ksuba, would you have taken the ned there? Okay. Umaisa be'echad, and as a right of the case, we have a story with one person. Shenadar me'ishno chavei hana. He took a ned there that he guessed his wife would not be able to get hana from him, and therefore he's obligated to divorce her, right? This is the Mitzvah of Gemara Ksubas. I think in the Ayin, there's something about the Gemara Ksubas. Bahaisa Ksuva saw, and her Ksuva was Arba Meos Dinarim. It's a big sum. It was 400 dinarim, I guess in addition to the 200 that he owed her. It's a big sum. Ubal Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, and the guy comes from Rabbi Kiva. V'chiva Litein La Ksuva saw. Rabbi Kiva obligated him to divorce her and give her the Ksuva. So Amar Lo, so the husband says to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, Shmona Meis Dinarim Hiniach Abba. Right, my father left 800 dinarim. Natal Achi Arba Meos. My brother took 400. Vani Arba Meos, and I took 400. And now you're forcing me to give it all to my wife. So Lo Dayish, what? We're not divorced yet. So Lo Dayah Shetitol Himasayim Vani Masayim. Isn't it enough that she just takes 200? I'll take 200. Why don't you give her everything? What?
Well, don't make the net there.
So, hey, I hear you. So, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Afilu, this is great, I think this is just irony. Right? Afilu ata mocher sa'aroshcha. Even if you sell all the hair on your head, Rabbi Akiva was bald. So, even if you sell all, that's why some people say Rabbi Shuvah Karfo was a son, maybe not. Rabbi Akiva is known to have been bald. So, even if you sell all the hair on your head, ata nosin laksuvasa, you have to sell everything to pay off the ksuba, even the hair on your head, you have to sell everything to pay off the ksuba. So Amar Lo, so the husband then says back to Rabbi Kiva, Ilu Hayisi Yodei Shukain, had I known this, Lo Hayisi Noda, I would have taken the neder. The Tir Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva used this as a Pesach to be matu the neder. The woman can now get benefit from the husband, and therefore
he doesn't have to pay
the divorcer. He doesn't have to pay the ksuba. You don't force the divorce.
How would she get the ksuba anyway? She's benefiting.
After the divorce. To get divorced. It's not a benefit. It's an obligation that he owes her. Except from before. It's already, what Gemara talks about. It's Omer Vindik Ligvos already.
What's the difference between this case and every other
hit? I don't know. Why? No, it says if it's already paid already. That's what the Gemara Ksuba says.
She's not the benefit.
The benefit was already before. It's as ready as if it's collected. The Gemara Ksuba says. It's if it's collected, and therefore it's not getting any benefit from him now.
No, but it's
The obligation came when he got about.
No, he didn't give her the money.
Right, who says it's a benefit also. It's a chiyuv. It may not be a benefit. It may be a chiyuv. We saw that distinction as well in other places. The difference between an obligation and a benefit.
No, I mean, no benefit. I'm
not
saying.
No, you're being more specific. No, we had many cases throughout the Masechta of where we just said that he not allowed to get hana from him, but then he paid for the, someone paid for the food. But there was an obligation. It was something else. Okay. So that's it. I mean, I don't know why. Why is that not harata? If I'm not to have harata, what's the difference? Yeah.
That's always what happened
about this case. Why does it have to be Ursha? The Mishnah is telling you a case that you can have, you can be post-Pesayach b'ksubas Isha, and it gives us an example. Okay. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara now sort of uses this Mishnah now to talks about like non-Nadarim things. The Gemara says, Girsa is also, I think the Gemara says, you add Shamas Mine. The Girsa is that according to the Ron, the Rosh Hashanah, and the word Shamas Mine, we learn here from the words of Rabbi Kiva to the husband that he obligated him to pay the Yerusha that Mitaltele Mishtabe Luxuba. That's how they learn it. That the Nechasim of Mitaltim of the husband are also Meshuba to the Ksuba, not just his Karka. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Ksubas and Alpeyal between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as to whether or not the Metalchim are Meshuba. But what did he say to him? He said, even if you sell your hair. Because he's reading that sale, I mean, you have to sell your hair. You have to sell all your possessions to pay you off the Ksuba, even your Metalchim. So he sees from here, that seems to be a raya that you have to pay off the Ksuba. That's one way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is Metalchim Mishabi the Ksuba. That's a kasha. Are metalchim meshuba to the ksuba? Really, only the karka is meshuba to the ksuba. Why would Rabbi Kiva tell them that you have to sell? You have to sell your hair. But what possessions? No. It's a machlokas in the Gemara and ksuba. So that peheima base whether or not you're metalchim or meshuba to the ksuba. There's those who say that only the karka is meshuba to ksuba. We go back to the Gemara and ksuba. So that peheima base. That's what we learned.
I just understand why.
Because it's because the chiv is for him to pay back for nechasim mishubadim from things that have that from the nechasim from his karka. That's the obligation. That's the gemara and ksubas that we had.
So hair is metalchim for sure.
What? I'm assuming that the hair is metalchim. Otherwise, go ask the question. It's mechuber to what? To his body? I don't know what that. I'm not sure. So you get Ron. He says, first white line. Says shos minei. No, sorry, that's not it. It's the last short line, right? Shamas mei metalti mishtabi the ksuba pluksa hid ramei v'rabban and the ksubas. So Gemara says, so Amar Abaye. Maybe we'll compare to other things. We'll compare to many things. Amar Abaye. Abaye says here, no, karka shavu shmona meis dina. Here we're talking about karka that was worth 800 dina. Yeah, it was. The Gemara says, "Wait, the Hakatani say Rosho, the Shar Rosho Metaltehu." Rabbi Kiva mentions the hair, and the hair is Metaltelin. Okay, so therefore he sees that he has to. So Rabbi Kiva obligated him to pay with the hair, which means he obligated to pay with Metaltelin, which seems to be a raya that you're allowed that even Metaltelin Meshuba to the Ksuba. So Gemara says, "No, Hakikamar, Afilu Atamocher Sar Roshcha VeOchel." No, you have to pay her from all your karka, even if that's going to force you to sell your hair in order for you to live. So it's not that you have to use the hair to pay off the ksuba. You're using the karka to pay off the ksuba, and then you have nothing left. So you then go on and go and donate blood, so to speak, to make ends meet. But there's no raya. There's no raya that metaltlin are subject to the ksuba.
Where the hair in your head is like
Because it's on Hedron, it says that your hair is not omelet lixos. So what does that mean? So it's not metalphalt. So he basically makes the ukimta as being that his hair is about to cut. Okay. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara then says, now the Gemara says to make another diyuk from Rabbi Akiva. Right? I'm giving tomorrow anyway, so we'll stop here and we'll just pick up tomorrow. It's too late to go through this. Okay. I want to get to the Mishnah, but we'll just finish. I just stopped from the second to last line, but the Shamas Minei. I want to get to the Mishnah on Amanal because it's the first line, but we'll get to that tomorrow. All right.